KHMCG Mobile. Well, good grief. I don't get up that early. I don't get up till about a quarter to ten, but no reason to get up early, so I don't. Especially in the wintertime when it's frigid cold, I stay in underneath the covers where it's warm. Well, Howard retired as of the first of the year, so his business computers and the two business monitors and that, they're gone. And his old tower has been taken down. He's buying a new tilt-over tower, all new coax and everything. And so he's getting that done. He's got his HF radio. He took his desk out and put, he bought one of those 6-foot folding tables. So he have an extra foot of length on it. And he's got his ham radio on that. And he's got his computer monitor up on that now on the, when you're looking at it on the left end. And he still hasn't got, he bought a new computer last year with the Windows 11 on it. And he was going to call you and have you come see if he could get you over there to set it up for him and transfer everything over from his old one. And the last I knew, I guess he said Chuck was going to do it, but I don't think he's done it yet. Anyway, but he was in the hospital again there earlier. Oh, geez, I don't know. Must have been in February, I think, or whatever. I had called him, and boy, he sounded terrible, talking real low. And about, I guess about 2 o'clock that morning, he called an ambulance and took him in. He's got a pacemaker in now, and he's doing real good now, though.
W-H-C.
Yeah, he called me a couple weeks ago while I was working during the day to say, guess what? I'm retired. So that was pretty cool. And he was asking me about a good base radio to get that'll do the 2-meter 440 and DMR and that kind of stuff. I said, well, I've been out of the loop for so long, I don't know. I'd have to do some research. He was going to do some research. I don't know if he put his current 2-meter 440 radio in his shack there. I thought he said he was on the air now listening, but I've called him several times on this one, and I haven't heard him yet. And our neighbor next door, Marcia, her husband passed away. Oh, man, it's been 10 years probably. So we do the snow removal for her driveway, the back patio, and the sidewalks. And then I get her lawnmower ready for her every spring. I already sharpen the blade, clean the air filter, put a new one on it if it needs it, change the oil, and get her up and running. I've been trying for years to tell her to run the gas out of it before the end of the year. She forgets, and she's got a gas can with gas that's old in it. She's got a lawnmower. She can't start. So actually last year, she did. She ran it until it quit. And this year, I told her, I said, at the end of the year, just take any gas that you have left in your gas can and pour it in your car. And then you'll always have a fresh can ready to go, and your lawnmower, just run it until it quits. And she did it this year. She said it started the first pull after she put fresh gas in it. So she's good to go, and then whenever she doesn't feel up to mowing, we'll mow it for her, the backyard. We mow the front yard anyway, and she mows the backyard. She's got a pacemaker, so she's not supposed to do a whole lot, but she'll do it. Like, she'll do a third of it, and a third of it, and a third of it, and get it done.
W-8-C-M-N, repeater.
K-8-M-C-G Mobile. Well, that's kind of what I do anymore. When I do the trim around the house, the main part of the yard I do with my lawn tractor. But, Harvin is 2-meter 440 hooked up for a little bit. And then he unhooked it, he said, and put it away. I don't know why, but he did. He's got a new radio ordered, a new Yaesu, and it's a 200-watt, he said. So I don't know which one that is or what it's got, what all it's got on it. He said it had all the bells and whistles on it. Well, it don't have 2-meter and 440 there, too, but the one he's got didn't have that on it. So, but it's back ordered, so he don't know when he's going to get it. He's still waiting. Maybe... Maybe by Memorial Day he'll have it, or I don't know, maybe by June 1st he might have it. I'm not sure how long it's going to take. Apparently they're still making them over in Japan yet. So I don't know what the deal is on that one. But, well, of course, now it's towers, the old tower is down, so he don't have any antennas up at all right now. But he's going to put all of his antennas that he had up there, he's going to put back up, I guess. And then he's going to put a long wire from the flagpole in the front yard to that tree, I guess, in the backyard. That'll be the north-south. And then he's going to put another one from his tower over to the west end of the house. I think he said that's a 60-foot one, so I think that goes up to 40 meters.
W8CMN.
Oh, okay, so he had his dual band up, and then he took it back off. Okay. That's why he hasn't answered me. When he called me, he said he was on the air, and he was listening to the 7-8, but I know before, he just had a mag mount on his power supply in the living room, and he didn't like that setup, so he took that down, so he hasn't been on for a long time.